47 minutes after 7 o'clock on your ninth day of December. Hang on to your hat, James Timberlake.
It is a little windy outside, for sure.
Bad hair day today.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
It's going to be flipping around.
Yeah, just don't even comb it before you go out. Then just stand out there for a little while and you're going, hey, no change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just,
so it's going to be windy today. Could see winds gusting to 50 this afternoon. Maybe a little 40-mile-an-hour action in the overnight hours, too, as well. And so today and tonight, high wind warning in effect. Bo Bridges is 84 today, actor. Singer Donny Osmond, entertainer, I guess you could call him overall. 68 today, Donny Osmond. And Felicity Huffman, an actress, is 63. She's been to Sheridan a few times.
Okay.
On the date book on this ninth day of December, 1851, the first YMCA in North America was established. Montreal, Quebec.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a Canadian-founded country or company.
Canadian-founded, YMCA. 1793, Noah Webster establishes what?
The dictionary.
You would think so.
Webster's Dictionary.
Which he did. But he also, in 1793... New York's first daily newspaper.
Hmm.
Yeah. Little known fact there. 1854, Alfred Lord Tennyson's famous poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade, is published in England on this date. 1884, roller skates with ball bearings are patented in Chicago.
Okay. Wow.
Bet they were a little rough before, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
1907, the first Christmas seals are sold in Wilmington, Delaware. It was in the post office, and it was to fight tuberculosis.
Cool.
In 1907. Yeah. 2008, a 3-year-old Virginia boy rescued, spending the night in the woods with only his puppies to keep him warm. Jalen Thorpe was found about a mile from where he disappeared after wandering away from his babysitter's house. They found him asleep, and guess what? Two of his puppies were pushed up against him, keeping him warm.
Cool.
I know.
Very nice.
You got to love it, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas card day today.
Sure.
Send a Christmas card out.
Why not? We don't. Do we do that? Shared media do
it's that? It's not. It's just, you know, we thank our customers and people personally on the air.
We get a lot of them.
We give enough to the U.S. Postal Service.
That's very true.
On a weekly basis. But no, we always want to thank our customers. And we do that at the end of the year. Thank you. I'll just do it now, right?
There you go.
Since we do that. We don't every year, James, I notice from other companies, it's getting less and less all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's expensive.
It is. But you always want to take time to thank your customers and your friends. Llama Day today. You got llamas.
Yeah, true.
Opal Apples Day.
Opal? I don't even know what that is.
I don't either. You can Google it and find out.
I think there's a...
Is there a kind of apple?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's a kind of apple. There's a bunch of different...
I know. There's a ton of them.
It's a type of apple. Yeah, it almost looks like a pear.
Yeah. Opal Apple Day. Pastry Day.
Okay. I feel like we had one of those recently.
Yeah. In fact, there's peanut butter and jelly bread.
Upstairs, yeah.
Upstairs.
Liz made it.
From our own Liz, yeah. Kincaid.
They're very good.
I know. Today is World Techno Day.
Sure.
And it is Lutefisk Day today.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but okay.
Fish.
Oh. So you're all over it.
It just grosses me out whenever I even say it.
It grosses you out?
It does. Lutefisk. Oh, thanks.
I've never even heard of that fish.
Yeah. You Google and learn more about it. It's, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
It's, yeah. This looks gross.
Yeah, I know. It does, doesn't it? Hey, scientists say, you know, I was just noticing this the other day. I was like a bird. They were... They were, you know, flying in the V formation. You know, you see that all the time, the V mm-hmm. pattern. Mm-hmm. Birds position themselves at a precise distance from the bird just ahead of them. And they angle their bodies to a specific degree to benefit from air currents.
Yeah.
Gotta love it, don't you?
I mean, that's how we kind of learned how to fly was by watching birds.
Right. Hey, you know, we were talking about dogs earlier, keeping that little boy warm. Mm-hmm. Overnight when he was lost. Fossil records reveal that dogs may have begun working with humans as early as 12,000 years ago.
Oof. I believe that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man's best friend.
Speaking of dogs, you know what's better than one golden retriever?
Two?
How about
three?
How about 2,397 of them? Buenos Aires. Golden retriever. New world record. 2,397 of them assembled, surpassing the previous record. That's a lot of dogs.
That is a lot of dogs.
You've eaten at Denny's before, haven't you?
Yeah.
When you've been out of town?
Love a good Grand Slam.
We don't have one here. But Denny's is set to close.
What?
Yeah.
All of them?
150 restaurants across the U.S. by the end of the year. Last year, the chain closed 88.
Interesting.
They continue to operate about 1,300 locations, but more and more all the time are closing.
I think the American diner experience is dying relatively quickly.
Tough business.
Yeah.
Always be careful when taking a selfie. Tourist hiking on a mountain in China. You know where this is going. Fell from a cliff while attempting to take a selfie. Dang. In the video, the man is seen balancing on the rocky edge, phone in hand. After looking down, he tries to snap a selfie, stumbles, falls off the cliff, disappearing in the trees below. Following the fall, other hikers approached the cliff's edge but couldn't locate him. The man fell about 50 feet. He survived. Later shared his experience on social media, saying after the fall, he rolled another 50 feet.
Oof. Yikes.
Yeah. According to compiled data, there were 425 selfie deaths from March of 2014 through June of 2024.
Wow.
Don't be huddling up on the cliff.
Yeah, not ideal.
Not a good thing.
You can probably take a couple steps forward, and you'll probably get
the
same idea.
Just fine, right? You know, I mentioned Christmas card day. 1843, first commercial Christmas card was created in England. Sir Henry Cole, a civil servant who was responsible for the idea of sending greetings scribbled into the now familiar cards we get around the season of good cheer.
Okay.
There you go. So a little history there for you. Hey, also, that's coming up. Mark this on your calendar, okay? December 13th into the morning of the 14th. The annual Geminid meteor shower will be at its finest on the night of December 13th. You could possibly see, if it's a clear night, 120 meteors an hour.
Wow.
It's going to be a spectacular show. Around 1 a.m. Mountain Time on the morning of the 14th. They're only got a 23% waning crescent moon will rise a little bit, so it's no big interference there.
What time? In what day? 1 a.m. Mountain Time.
1 a.m. Mountain Time, December 13th, morning of the 14th. So that would be 1 a.m. would be the morning of the 14th.
Yeah. Which is a Sunday.
See, there you go.
So
if it's clear, mark that on the calendar.
Why not?
It's going to be quite a show, from what I understand.
No kidding.
Yeah. I got an email from the backyard astronomer, Gary Boyle. He sends me emails all the time. He's funny. Great guy. He's an astronomy educator, guest speaker. He's like a former columnist for the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. His articles have been in newspapers all across Canada, and he's been interviewed by more than 80, 90 radio and TV stations.
Hmm.
Gary always gives me the update.
Yep.
He said, Bob, 13th, 14th, check it out in Wyoming, man.
Meteor look up.
Shower. Look up. Go somewhere. Get out of the light.
Yeah. Quick
trivia today. The average guy thinks about his hair six times a day. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
You think about your hair six times a day?
Sure. Part of looking good,
is that an age thing? Because I'm not thinking that.
You're thinking about other things, though. You're thinking about Ooh, that rock I found was really cool.
Well, I don't even think about rocks six times a day, but...
Yeah, no, it's 12 times a day.
Six times a day thinking about your hair. The average woman does it how many times a day? 40.
40?
40.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. Okay. Well, I can say I'm not categorized in the six times a day.
We all got different things that we think
we
about
do.
Six times a day.
Yeah. That's the hair. My hair isn't one of them. Smallest bone in your human body is found where?
Smallest bone in your human body. The pinky toe.
Good guess. Your ear.
Hmm.
Oh.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
All right. You know, trying to get you some... We want to learn something new every day, James, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 58%, this is a did you know type thing.
Okay.
58% of men go to bed on a regular basis without washing their face.
Oh, okay.
No way.
That's me.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Unless
I can't do it.
My day pertained to me sweating.
I have to.
See, that's not me. If I was sweating, then I'll probably shower before I go to bed. But
right.
If not, I'm like, I didn't do anything to
need you didn't
to
do
this.
Anything.
Yeah,
you weren't expounding
I
too much energy.
I didn't do anything to deserve to wash my face.
Okay, all right, no way. Hey, the first science fiction series on TV, 1949. Check out the name, Captain Video, and his Video Rangers. That was in 19...
It's a cool name.
Isn't that cool? That was 1949. Before
Captain
Video.
Captain Video.
I know, right? Captain Video. Check it out. James got Swap Shop next hour. Bad hair day today. High wind warning in effect all day into the night. Could see 50 miles.